From central Massachusetts comes news of a spelling error soon to be corrected. It concerns a 3-mile-long lake in Webster, Mass., a lake with such an unusual name it was the subject of a song that Ethel Merman and Ray Bolger recorded in 1954, the Lake Song.
Lake, cha, gaga, gaga, monchaga, gag, cha, buna, gunga, mog.
That name is 45 letters long, and as Richard Cazalt, president and director of the Webster Lake Association, tells us, two local signs misspell it. And first, Mr. Cazalt, why don't you just repeat the name of the lake, which you are among the few people who can do that?
Yes, the correct pronunciation is Lake Chagagagog, Manchagagog, Chabungagungamog.
And I gather there are two signs in town that make the same spelling errors, is that right?
Yes, they were replaced in 2003, and the people responsible for making the signs evidently got confused and putting up all those letters, and they made an error in spelling.
Now, I noticed that the association that you're the head of is the Webster Lake Association.
Correct.
Now, is Webster Lake, is that a passable name for the very same body of water?
Yeah, years ago, the Indian name was just way too long for people to use all the time. So when the town of Webster was incorporated in 1832, a lot of people began just calling it Webster Lake.
As opposed to?
Lake Chagagagog, Manchagagog, Chabungagungamog.
I wonder why they decided to do that.
That's a good point. I have no clue.
all of you in Webster, Mass. Can do this? Is it a parlor trick that you're all,
well,
you're all skilled
know,
at?
It's a funny thing. I've had the opportunity to travel quite a bit around the world, and it's unbelievable how many people know about this lake, and it's really good to be able to say the name correctly to the people I talk to.
There is some lore. I gather none of it terribly reliable. As to what this means in the Nipmuc language, the name of the lake.
That's another point of contention. The most popular rendition is, you fish on your side, I'll fish on my side, and nobody fishes in the middle. And this was created by the editor of the Webster Times, I believe, way back in the 20s or the 30s. There are other meanings to the lake that are more accurate, but everybody kind of sticks with the popular translation.
Well, Mr. Cazalt, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to do this interview.
And Richard Cazalt talking to us about the two signs that are going to be corrected to spell correctly the name of the lake in Webster, Mass., which is, once again?
Lake Chagagagog, Manchagagog, Chabungagungamog.
That's easy for you to say. All right, and thanks a lot. That was great.
Again, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You fish on your side.
And you fish on your side.
Nobody fishes in the middle of Lake Cha. Gog, 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 Monchaga. Gog.